Hey guys, it's your girl Linda, and I'm coming on here today because I really have not a long, but I want to talk about some things that just been on my heart this morning, and I want to kind of lay them out for you. A lot of times, you know, I consider this bold talk to be something that we don't talk about. I do lunchtime with Linda's on air, but I can't say everything I want to say because it is a controlled environment in which I talk to several people, you know. But this is what I'm thinking, the real thought process behind who I am as a woman, as a person, as a mom, a wife, and the whole kit and caboodle. And so I come on here today just to express some real thought. And I'm sitting here today and I'm thinking to myself, you know, there's things that happen. You read your Bible and you're saying, you know, I got some challenges. I've been challenged in so many areas, and life kind of is, during this COVID, has been kind of rough, even with and without money. It's been a little rough emotionally, you know. And sometime I was just talking to my husband this morning. I said, I realize that a lot of us are fighting with our hands down. And so I came on here today to say, put your hands up. Put your hands up and fight. Look, you guys, there are some spiritual things happening around you every single day. And you cannot be so naive to think that the devil is going to let you win. You think that life's going to just allow you to win because you showed up, whoever you are, right? That's not how that works. Sometimes things are given to you because it's an inheritance. It's a gift. It's a courtesy. It's just, you know, things like that, because you're pretty. Those things, they do happen. I have seen it happen with my own eyes. I have experienced stuff with my own eyes. But then there's those other things, those things that we press ourselves to do, like your business and your family and your marriages and things like your jobs. You have to press. You know, it's called a job. It's not your business. It's a job. You go to it because it supplies you. It's your time for money, right? So you go to this place because they're going to give you money for your time to do a service for them. And they're going to pay you for it. They're probably going to underpay you because they know that you deserve more. But, you know, hey, they give you some benefits and they figure out this thing balances itself out a little bit. But in actuality, I had a revelation today. I was sitting here and I was thinking to myself, a lot of times as Christian women and Christian men, we speak, we pray, and we intercede and we fast, but we simply do not believe. We don't, guys. Once life starts beating you up, I mean whooping you, you have hiccup after hiccup after negative thing after hiccup, it just begins to be the norm for you. And so you get used to getting your ass beat. I'm sorry to say that, but it's true. You get used to being pushed down, pushed on, picked on, left out, forgotten, rejected. You get used to that stuff. But I'm here to tell you today, that's not what God called you to do. You have to fight. First of all, the Bible talks about putting your armor on, protecting your head, what goes into your ears, protecting your head, what goes in, that information that goes into your ear gates and gets into your mind, right? And also he puts your breastplate on to protect your heart, your feet shod, wherever you go. You have to have these swords. You have to have your word of God. You have to have all this stuff, because there are spiritual vultures out there coming to attack whatever you have. And you have to know that they speak the same language as you. They speak, thus said the Lord, as you do. But the thing is, their motives and their intentions are wrong. And you have to ask God to up your discernment. Because a lot of times we fight these fights because they speak the same language with our hands down. We do not put our hands up to say, wait a minute, that sounds familiar, but it's not the same, because we're the same, but yet different. You have to know that right away. So I'm telling you guys today, as you go out, as you do what you do, as you ride in your cars, as you pray, as you shower, as you brush your teeth, as you get ready to go to work and have your coffee or tea or whatever you're going to drink, your beverage of choice before work, Some people drink mineral water, spritzers, with the water with the little fruit in it. Whatever you're going to have before you go off to your day. I need you to arm up. I need you to put your eyes on. Adjust your vision. Be clear about who is in your inner circle. Be clear about how people speak to you. Be very clear about what you want from them, because it's no one-way street, guys. Let's just be honest. When you do something for somebody else, you're getting something. Reciprocity. You know, that reaping and harvesting. We do that all the time. So even if you do something for free, there's always a return in it somewhere. It's nothing, just nothing is just for free. There's always something in it for each other. But as you go out today and you fight the good fight of faith, I need you to have your hands up. I need you to swat away all this demonic activity around you. I need you to intercede. Yesterday I had a moment and I was trying to do something and I realized it was so many forces between me and my goal. And so I took a stance yesterday. I said, no one's talking to me crazy. I'm getting my results. I'm talking to the person I need to talk to. I'm getting to where I have to go. And I was patient about it. And guess what happened? I didn't talk to one person. I talked to two. And I realized that if you just take a stance for yourself, put yourself in a position of winning. When you go into something, already think, I've won. I've won this. When you go buy a house, you're saying, I already got the house that I desire. You gotta go in it like that. You can't go in there saying, whatever life has for me, I'll take it. That's not a winning spirit. It's not. It's a defeated spirit mixed with a little bit of hope. But it's not enough hope to get you anywhere. It's just you're used to saying it because you're on autopilot, because you're used to being beat up and not winning. But I can guarantee you this, if you change your mindset, change your intentions, and change the way you see what you allow to happen to you, you have full control. The power is in your mouth. You speak it. I'm not getting COVID. My family's not getting COVID. I decree and declare by the Spirit of the living God, I'm not experiencing this. I'm serious about that. I'm very serious about that. I'm not sickly. I will not get sick. I pray that prayer honestly. And in my head, it's a done deal. But when you pray about your life and your current situations, are you saying the same thing? Are you saying it's a done deal? I'm not experiencing this. I'm not going this route. I'm not doing this thing. Are you saying that with full force and intentions behind your words? Are you really owning that you are not doing what you said you wouldn't do? Or are you saying it because it's a sense of formality? You know how when you see people, you say good morning, it's a formality. You don't have to speak, but it's the right thing to do, right? It's a formality. There's certain things that we have to break the bad habits of thinking. We have to break the habits of being the butt of the joke. We have to break the habits of not being the top of your class. You gotta break those things. Those things I see are things that you pass down to your children. Because in actuality, what they're seeing is defeat. If my mom can't make it, then I probably have the same spirit. So it's kind of like defeated. If my dad can't push through, I probably have the same defeated spirit. Are you willing to allow your children to go through the hell that you went through? Are you willing to allow people around you who love you and trust you and adore you to watch you go through hell and just die? Never having the spirit of success and winning on your life? Are you ready for that? I think this is an opportunity for you to say to yourself, I am a natural born winner. I'm a natural born fighter. And some of the things I had to fight and press my way. Some things were given to me, but some things I had to fight and press my way through. Look, you guys, when God made us, he foreknew the things that we would go through, the tragedies, the triumphs, the little wins, the big victories. He already knew all this stuff about you personally, what you would go through. But he also put a spirit in you of fighting, of winning, of roaring. He put that in you, that fight. The Bible says in Romans, the same spirit that God rose from the dead is also in you. Are there some dead things in your life that you have to resurrect, but you have to speak to the mountain and make it move? Don't just let society and these negative things push you around anymore. Stop being bullied by life. Stop being kicked in the butt by life. Stop just letting things happen haphazardly. Fight. 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 Get up. Change your mind and fight. Victory is on you. Victory is in you. Victory is around you. You got to fight for it, though. As I always say to all of my tribe, as you fight, as you win, as you grow, as you tell your testimony, as I always say, I will see you at the top, everybody. Have a pleasant, beautiful, tenacious day. Bye-bye. Hey guys, I'm your girl, Linda Jones Edwards. I'm coming to you on this podcast, episode of Bold Talk. This is a part two of Bold Talk. I actually have Mr. Edwards a part of this conversation today, this morning.
How you doing?
Good. And I wanted to kind of piggyback on what I talked about earlier about that fighting spirit. And you know, he was ear hustling, so he heard me. So I really want to get him involved in this conversation. I think it's what he said to me was priceless. And so I really want to talk about that fighting spirit. Now, what did you say, Hero, about, first of all, welcome to the podcast. Thank you for coming.
Thank you for having me, babe.
You're welcome, honey.
Love you.
Love you too. And I really want to have this conversation because we have a lot of things that we agree on and a lot of things that we don't agree on. But one of the things we do believe that we know that God is able. So when I was talking earlier about that fighting spirit, what were your thoughts on what you heard from me?
Well, it was just when I heard what you said, and it's just like I just, what I was telling you, which we're speaking about, is that, you know, really got to get more into our word because the Lord has covered all of our bases when it comes to life experiences and things that we go through. It really does have it. And to piggyback on what you're saying about the fighting spirit, the Lord said in his word, he said, you have to guard your heart with all diligence because out of them becomes the issues of life, you know. So you have to guard not only what you hear, but how you hear. You have to guard what you see. And then you also have to guard how you see it because your perspective, your heart is not your physical heart beating. Your heart is your mind, you know, the things that you ingest and that you see and that you get into your mind. So that's what the Lord talks about when he's saying the heart. So those things you have to guard those things. And a lot of times we allow social media, you know, what we see other people doing, and we allow things that we go through, our experiences and how we process those things, how we let them get into our mind. And yes, everybody goes through things, but what do you let stay there?
Well, the things that, like, one of the things that you said was the heart, guard your heart. You said because out of it comes the issues of life.
Right.
So when you're jealous, it comes out. When you're spiteful, it comes out. When you're vindictive, it comes out. When you're envious, it comes out. All those things come out. When you're loving, it comes out. When you're joyous, it comes out. So it's not
when
just
you're defeated.
It comes out. Absolutely. And a lot of times people, I know from myself, just by people watching, you can tell or you can see a person who's defeated. It doesn't matter how they're dressed. It doesn't matter what kind of car they drive. It doesn't matter. You can just see the defeat in their eyes. It's like, I'm here because I'm on autopilot. I know how to do this because my body has done it so much that my brain doesn't have to think about it. I know how to get up, take a shower, brush my teeth. I know how to do all of that naturally because I've done it for so long. I don't have to think about taking a shower and what to do, right? But I have to think about winning. I got to think about changing my environment. I have to think about those things. And those things are not automatic. We have to create those kind of things. But if we allow life, like we said, or like I said earlier, to just dictate to us, if we allow life to just say, I'm not giving you that house. You're going to have to fight for this. And so what do? You put your gloves on. You don't just say, well, I'm going to take the next best thing because this is must what God want me to have. That little sorry spirit, that's false humility. That's not real. God didn't want you to have that the least. He said, I am God. I own cattle on 1,000 hills. And I give you. What am I to you? But because we don't know, we don't have that. We talked about people call God Papa and Father and Abba. They have an intimate relationship with God. So they feel comfortable calling him those things. But when we go and we're beat up by life, who do we call? And what are we positioning ourselves to do? Just take the hits and say, this is what God has. This is his very best for me. And get your butt kicked. Or do you say, I got to wake up with my intention set on winning?
Well, the shield is the shield of faith. You got to take your shield of faith. You know, and then you have to put on your armor, you know. You have to be the breastplate of righteousness. You have all those different things. You have to, like the Lord says, like when you get down, and when he talks about all the things that are coming, he talks about the attacks, what does he say? He says, like, Lord, mom and my grandma used to say that stuff for those who are in the old school age. Lift your head up. The Lord says, look up, for your redemption draws nigh.
Absolutely.
He said, look up to the hills, which come with your help. He said, look up. And that's the part that we send them. That's why you can see somebody who's defeated because their countenance is down. It's something about lifting your head up physically, not just mentally, but physically as well. So, you know, faith without works is dead. There's an action with our faith. There's things that we have to go through. All those things work together in concert with your faith, you know. But your faith is a thing where it starts, and then you have to put that into action. You said those things you've seen and you heard in me, he said, do. So you have to do those things, which he's telling you, you know. So that's it's all in the word. It goes back to that, and it comes with the action, with your faith, and you have to think whatever things are good, whatever things are lovely, whatever things are pure. Think on those things. Don't dwell on your negatives. Negatives come. And they're for a time and a season, but they're not permanent.
You know? That's good. I think that's the part that we have to understand, that because you have a negative experience, it's that moment of negativity, it's not your life. And I think the whole thing is we get lost in battle thinking that because we had, maybe we had several negative moments to happen consecutively, and we think, man, I'm just the black sheep. I'm just, you know, this is my lot in life. Because you, and sometimes those negative, that one thing could be big. It doesn't have to be like, it could be a small series of events, or it could be a one big one and a couple of small. And some, they always say, when it rains, it pours. What I found out during this time in my life, waking up every day to a fresher perspective, is you really have to set your sights on really what you truly want. I think a lot of us don't know what we want. We don't know what we want. So it's hard to set your sights on something you have no idea exists for you. I think a lot of times, like, we go on to social media because we're learning what's out there. It's an escape for a lot of us because we think to ourselves, like, I didn't even know this place existed. I had no idea to want this type of man, this type of home, this type of family. We don't know it exists because some of us grew up with those childhood traumas, And there was no mom and dad in the house. There was no smells of, you know, mama's making bread today. You know, it was no things like that. You went to grandma's house and her house smelled like mom's house because they had the same experience. They had the same lifestyle. So it was no difference. But then you have to tell yourself, like, I deserve better. I'm not passing down poverty to my children. I'm not passing down hardship to my children. I have to believe in the state that what I am now, I have to believe that God wrote this stuff out for me personally. It's one thing to own your happiness. Everybody can be happy for somebody else. Oh my God, you got a new car. Oh my God, you got a new house. We can rejoice with you. Some can, some cannot. But the majority of us say, oh my God, congratulations. Yeah. But then the people who are in the back, they think either a couple of things. Can I have that too? Are they better than me? Can I not get those same things? Can I not acquire that because of what I've done? Is my background so bad that I don't deserve that kind of happiness? Or I'm envious because they got it before me? But again, it goes back to the mindset. Is it because they did something better than me? Am I less than in the eyes of God to pertain to the people in my circle? No, it's not. It's what you said out of your mouth. The things that come out of your heart are the issues of life, right? And you think you don't deserve those things. You think you can't have those things. You think you've done something so horrible that God cannot truly forgive you. So what you're saying is you're bringing God down to a level that's almost the same as you. He's not the almighty God. He's just the mortal man who actually walked the earth. So, because I don't believe that I can be better, this situation won't clear because I have these things going on.
Well, like he also says, if your faith, if you shrink in the time of adversity, then your faith is weak. Mm-hmm. You're weak, you know. So a lot of people, you know, the good thing about when you see these stories and you see these people succeeding, it's good to see that and it gives you inspiration. But what a lot of times they don't see is the perseverance that the person went through to get there.
Absolutely.
The pursuit of happiness, a man wasn't on the floor in the bathroom for 10 or 5 minutes. He was, it probably took him months, you know, maybe even a year. I don't know how long he was in that, but we see it for a moment. And we don't see the perseverance and the tenacity the person had through that. We only see it for a little bit in the movies and on Instagram or wherever, and then we focus on the success. Instagram and stuff mostly is just focused on the success. It's focused on the success. It's focused on, but what did the person do to get to that? What was the grind? How did they persevere? What was their faith like? You know, what was their mindset like? You know, how did they keep on even though things were going on around them? Even when you're at war, you know, when the Bible says put on your armor and there's a war, because you have all different types of things when there's a war. The war doesn't just go away overnight. Sometimes the war goes on for years, and while you're in the war, your best friend dies right next to you.
Right.
The person you were having those experiences, head blown off, leg blown, they got to take them out in the gurney. You know, you're in the dark places, you can't see, you know, smoke all around you, you can hardly breathe, you hungry. You know, all these different things that are going on around you, you may get injured yourself.
Right.
You know, you have to battle through your own wounds and your own scars, you know, emotionally and physically, mm-hmm. you know, and that's all in a war. That's all in the battle. But the goal is, but at the end, they win because they persevere and they keep fighting, you know. You know, so he said, look up because your redemption draws nigh. It's nigh. Things can turn around, but I think a lot of times that we don't, because we draw back, we let things get into our head.
Yep.
And then we have to start over again.
Yep.
So, and that's very hurtful and it's disheartening because you see your goal and you feel like you can't get to it, but you didn't stick to it. You were right there, and then you talked yourself out of it. You were right there, and the enemy came in. You were right there, and then you had to stop and start again. You know, so guard your heart with all diligence is really something that we have to do. You have to persevere. You know. It may take 30 days, you know, it may take longer. I don't know. It could turn around tomorrow, you know. But you have to be willing to go the long distance and see your vision through to the end.
I think that's really good. I think one of the challenges is people stopping and starting.
Yeah.
Stopping and starting. It's like me writing this book. I've started it and I've stopped. I've started it and I've stopped. I've actually have 4 books that I've started and stopped.
Yeah.
And none of them are complete. Why? I really, you know, I've had moments, I've had challenges, I've had, you know, and in my head, the book is so fluid, but sometimes the circumstances around me cause my mind to shift to other things. And so I take my eyes off the prize and get into the circumstances. I let them press me. And then I get frustrated because I know that these should be done. And they're not done because I'm looking at the circumstances. And I think that's the whole thing. When people say to look up, do not focus on your circumstances. Don't focus on your car being broke or this or that, or you ain't got enough money. You focus on what you can do. And I'm going to tell you something. In this, my mom calls it a narrow space. The narrow spaces of life, they teach us so much. I think the thing is, in these spaces, when you have hard times and adversity, it teaches you who you are. And sometimes I think we don't like who we are in that space. I think we learn to be, we learn to give up. I think we learn to be quitters. We learn to have excuses. We learn to blame other people. We've learned to just to say, well, maybe it's not for me. You just give up. And you realize, like you said, your faith is weak and you don't have no fight. And so what happens to you is, because you're connected to other people, it makes everybody's faith weak. Because if you can't, if you're my mom or my dad and you have children and your faith is weak and they can't see you pressing on to the victory, because you know the whole thing is, you can roll the ball uphill, it's hard, but you can get over the hill with the ball. Because once you go up the hill, downhill is, that's cake. But the kids watch us roll the ball up the hill, up the hill, up the hill, and we never make it to the top. And what happens to a lot of people, they die. They die in the struggle. And so the kids are like, well, if mama can't make it, daddy can't make it, then I ain't got no hope. You have to see, you have to know what the kind of word that we have been exposed to, the kind of pastoring we have been, the shepherding we have been exposed to, that there's more than meets the eye. And if you knew anything about God, you knew that He put tenacity in all of us. And we have the ability to get back up and to fight. But the thing I think life is saying to us all is, how bad do you want it? And some of us really don't want it that bad, and that's evident. And some of us are like, no, I'm getting that. I have friends that's like, Linda, I'm in it alone. I'm not married. Make my own money, my own stuff, my own this. But I'm getting that house. I'm getting it. And guess what happens? They get the house. You know why? Because they set their intentions on, I got to go it alone. And I got to get it done. I don't need a man or a woman to make me feel good about what I'm doing. I got to go alone. And what happens to you as you start plucking away at your dreams and your destinies and your desires, all that heavy that you thought you couldn't do, it breaks off because you realize that the heavy lifting was God. You took it on yourself to carry it, but that wasn't even your stuff. God said, go, and I'm gonna provide a path and a platform. But what you said is true. You said, we start and we stop, and we start and we stop, and we start and we stop, and we burn ourselves out. And then we don't reach our goal because we over here, like a lawnmower with no gas, we just keep pulling that string and pulling that string till the string breaks. And when our spirit is broken, it's almost impossible to reach your destiny. What you think?
I think that's good. And I think what you said about being weak, I think your relationships are key, because the word says iron sharpens iron. So when those times when everybody doesn't have good days, so that you need somebody there that could tell you that you can do it. And when on the days when you're not feeling that way,
yeah.
You know, because everybody has moments,
yeah.
But you need that. You need that relationship to be able to let you know that you can make it. And that's why they say a lot of times partner with somebody who's already done it, because they can help walk you through those times when you don't know what to do.
Partner with somebody who's already done it.
Yeah.
If you want to be a homeowner and you're not a homeowner and your friend's not homeowners, that's probably about the person you should partner with.
Right.
If you want to be a business entrepreneur and be successful and your friend is started after you did, that's probably not the person you should partner with.
Right.
It doesn't mean you can't go together. There's it just means that, and you, that means the person may have good ideas.
Yeah.
But are they able to articulate them and carry them out in the business plan, in right. the business world? So that what you said is really, that's really wise.
So.
That's good.
It's all in the word. It's all in the word. It don't come from a guru or anybody. It really comes from the word. They getting all this stuff from the word. So if we get in our word the way we're supposed to, and then we apply those things, our life would be different. It won't be away from pain or struggle, but it would probably be a lot different if we apply those things the way God says to. So.
I think that's right. Well, I thank you so much for joining me.
Thank you for having me. It was a joy, pleasure being here with you.
Yeah. I a lot of times we have really good conversations. I wish we could tape a lot of the ones we've had. But I would like to have these more, because I think it shows, together we are stronger. We are stronger together. We're weaker when we're separated, but we're stronger together. Because like you said, if I'm not feeling 100% today and you got 99.9, and we still rocking on 100% cylinder. My little one and your 99, we good, right?
We're a team.
But I think the problem is, like I said, sometimes people, they're competitive with their mate. They are vindictive of their mate. They are, they don't see them as a help. They see them as a hindrance and competition. And I think that it's important for us as husband and wife team to go this thing. I learned this from Mike Davis, and he said, whatever my strength is, it actually becomes your strength, because I can use it to help you.
Yeah.
If I'm the person who pays the bills and takes care of all the stuff financially, I get the money, we pay the bills, I give you the receipts, we good, right? The bottom line is it's still paid. If you're the guy who goes to work and you do all the XYZ and you tell me to take care of this and I can do it, it's done. But it's no good when we don't support the team.
Yeah.
God is the center of our team. He's the head of our life. He's our resource. And even through this pandemic, we've still eaten really good. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, a little too good. And we've also had shelter from the rain, the sun, the heat, the elements. And he's been good to us. But there's so much more to be had. It's not just eating and shelter. God has so much more for us to have. And so as we progress in life, guys, I hope that we can share things with you so you'll have the insight of being better, of doing better, of supporting your partner, supporting your mate, supporting your friends. And know that together, you're more powerful than you are separate. As I always say, guys, I'll see you at the top. Have a wonderful day. God bless.